Dr. Heidi, when you have to come up with a parenting philosophy, that's hard enough. Coming up with a parenting philosophy in harmony with either your spouse or a co-parent, that can be extremely difficult because human nature. What should we do?
That is a great question, Jen, and I'm going to solve it in 3 minutes.
Sweet.
I'm not, right.
Three simple steps, right?
So it's complicated, right? It's complicated because opposites attract, which is great and exciting, except when you're trying to make decisions together. And then it can be fireworks, right?
And, you know, before the marriage, the theoretical conversations about children are always so easy to handle.
They're so easy. And then you've got the personality of your child, right? Which then compounds things. What worked really well for you growing up might not work well for your child.
Maybe it worked well for that child's older sibling, but this one, you're just hit and misses all the time.
And then you've got two opinionated parents trying to figure it out.
Right.
And we can get really stuck in that moment when we forget that our spouse is usually operating out of a good value, even if their option is different than ours. And what I mean by that is that we get really caught up into, like, why would you do that? That's ridiculous. Or why would you let them have a cell phone? Why do you think it's a good idea at this age? And so we can get really caught up into actually arguing about a cell phone. But if we can slow the conversation down and talk about, well, but why is that important to you? Why are you so committed to it? Maybe your spouse is concerned about safety. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're concerned about communication. Maybe you're concerned about who they're talking to on their phone. And so when we can slow the conversation down and get away from just the outcome or just the behavior, a lot of times we can understand better where our spouse or co-parent is coming from, because we hear, like, oh, wait, they actually have put some thought into this. They're not just shooting from the hip.
So you're saying we shouldn't assume.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We shouldn't assume, A, that we are the, quote, better parent.
Yes.
And B, the other parent doesn't have the same amount of love and care that you have for these children.
Exactly. And I think this can be especially hard if you're an extrovert trying to communicate to an introvert. I tend to think and talk out loud. My husband's more of an introvert, so he thinks things through really well, and then he will say them. So I have learned that he is right a lot. And if I slow down and listen to what he has to say, there's usually a really good reason behind it.
There's
Exactly. Right. Okay. And I have good reasons, but so does he. And so slowing that down, recognizing that, remembering that he does have some really good things to say, I'm not the only one with a good opinion, is so important.
And often we have to take pride out of the equation.
The thing that's really helped me when Lindsay and I come to differing opinions, or even just someone else that I'm working on a project with, is someone who disagrees with me didn't come to that opinion with the express goal of being wrong.
Yes.
Or being different from you.
Or being different. Like, they have a reason why they believe what they believe, and it's not just to mess with my life.
Exactly. Yep, we have to give them that benefit of the doubt. We also have to think about, when we can't come to an agreement, what do we do? And at that point, the goal is to find common ground, but sometimes we can't find a common ground. And so at that point, after you've identified where you each are coming from and what your values are, it can then be helpful to say, okay, we might not agree, but what's the best for our child? And then have a conversation about, what are the pros and cons of each perspective? What is the cost? And how will we know when we need to shift? Because again, parenting is a big experiment. Our poor firstborns, right? It's a big experiment. And sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. And so when you can, again, set that pride aside and say, okay, we have different values about this, but let's try this. And if it doesn't work, we will adjust. You can bring peace and harmony to a very difficult situation.